And we're back, and we're ready for the second game tonight. It's a girls' contest between Schuyler and Brookfield, and tonight's game is bid by these Schuyler County boosters. They include the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Main Street Motor Works in Greentop, Mayberry Farms north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Now, let's take you back to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's second game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, as Dave said, girls' championship semifinal, Schuyler County and Brookfield. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Lady Bulldogs. It'll be Jeremy Fields, a sophomore. Maddie Wolback, a junior. Madeline Lumsden, a junior. Ella Doherty, a senior. And Sam Sharp, a sophomore. Jersey Fields, Maddie Wilbeck, Madeline Lumsden, Ella Doherty, and Sam Sharp. The Lady Bulldogs 3-0 and coached by Daryl Starrs. For Schuyler County, Ashlyn Laws, a senior. J.C. Morris, a senior. Kate Hatfield, a senior. Raina Small, a junior. And Taylor Roberts, a junior. And the Lady Rams 3-0 and coached by Thomas Kirkland. So we're set to play basketball. Heck of a ball game in the boys. Semifinal, 55-53, Putnam County knocks off the number one seed. As the ball is up, Dippins control by Ashton Laws to J.C. Morris. Now Taylor Roberts. Roberts with the basketball. Out pops Raina Small between the two circles to Ashton Laws. Backdoor play goes to J.C. Morris. Missed the first one. Gets her own rebound. Gets it back out to Roberts on the right wing. Inside on the left block, he goes to Laws. Puts it up and got it. 2 points for Ashton Laws. Pressure by Schuyler County. With the basketball is Brookfield as they give it to Doherty. Doherty to Sam Sharp. Now a pass almost stolen away. Knocked out of bounds by Ashton Laws. So Doherty will inbound. Gets the ball in. Well, she hasn't got it yet. So Fields gets it in to Jersey Fields. Now with the basketball, and we had Sam Sharp walked with it. Nobody around her. Caught it, and she took too many steps. So the turnover goes back to the Lady Rams. J.C. Morris will inbound to Raina Small. And Small brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Laws on the left baseline inside the Hatfield. Now Small, 15-footer on the way. No good. And a rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Ashlyn Laws. It'll be Brookfield basketball. Sam Sharp in the backcourt. Gets the ball to Wilbeck. Wilbeck to Jersey Fields. Lorella Doherty. Doherty back to Sharp. Now Jersey Fields has it. Gives the ball to Wilbeck. Wilbeck to Sharp on the left wing. Inside to go to Lumsden. Try to hold a shot. And it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Bushfield basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. As Wilbeck inbound. Sharp puts up a 15-footer off the wing. No good. And J.C. Morris comes off the rebound. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key. Tries the three. Bullseye! J.C. Morris makes it 5-0. Schuyler with the lead. Pressure by Schuyler County. As soon as I see the number, Sharp tried to dribble through a double team. Lost it, but picked up by Brookfield. Doherty with the basketball. Goes across the top of the key as Schuyler County drops back to a 2-3 zone. Sharp on the right wing. Fields on the right side of the circle. Now Wilbeck for three. Left it short, and Morris off the rebound. As J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Laws leans in and walks with it. Funnel on the right block. She took a step with the wrong foot, I think, is what happened. Pressure by Schuyler County as Fields to Sharp. Sharp gives it back to Wilbeck. Wilbeck pass through a double team to Fields. Gives the ball up to Doherty on the left wing. Gets it back out to Wilbeck between the two circles to Sharp on the right wing. Now Fields on the right lane. Try to pass inside to Lumsden. She barely kept it in bounds. Kicks it back out to Doherty on the left wing inside the field over. Kate Hatfield puts it up and in. Nice play by Jersey Fields, and it's 5-2. Schuyler County with the lead and the basketball as J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Roberts on the right wing. Out pops Hatfield. Now Small will try three. Bullseye. 3 point for Raina Small. Pressure again by Schuyler County. Will back to Fields. Gives it to Doherty, and Doherty brings it across the timeline. Gives the ball back up to Willback. Willback to Sharp. And inside, they go to Lumsden. She puts up a shot. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. So Roberts picks up the foul. And Madeline Lumsden with 2 points looking for three. There's Lumsden at the line, shot on the way, got it. 3 points for Madeline Lumsden. 8-5, Schuyler the lead as Small gives the ball to Morris. Right through Morris's hand in the left corner, goes out of bounds, a turnover, Schuyler County. As Willbeck will inbound against Brasier by Schuyler, gives it to Sharp. And Sharp back to Willbeck, getting a double team to Fields. Field backs, stands out to the right wing to Willbeck. Now Sharp has it between the two circles. Sharp inside the field. She's in a triple team as Doherty puts up a 15-footer. No good off the left wing, and Hatfield has the rebound. They want to run. They give it out to Morris. As Morris whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Stella Doherty. So Doherty picks up her first foul. Morris will inbound underneath her own basket. Morris gets the ball to Hatfield. She'll try three. No good. And off the rebound comes Doherty. Ella Doherty gets it ahead to Willbeck on the right wing. Willbeck will take it along the baseline. She's cut off. Gets it to Fields. Now Sharp has it between two circles. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Sharp gets it in the center circle to Fields. Gives it to Willbeck. On the deep right wing, now Lumsden at the top of the key. Sharp off the right wing, cut off. Now Lumsden, 15-footer, got it. Madeline Lumsden has five. 8-7, Schuyler County with a lead in the basketball. J.C. Morris across the timeline. As they give the ball to Kelsey Tallman. Now a bad pass goes into the backcourt by Schuyler County. Over and back, so it'll be Brookfield basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Maddie Haley checks in, and Ashlyn Laws checks out. Also, Willbeck checks out. Into the ball game comes Darcy Izard. Lumsden will check out. So Isard will inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the ball to Willbeck between the two circles, guarded by Morris. So she kicks the ball back to Greenlee McCollum. McCollum to Field. Long three-pointer by Doherty. In and out, no good off the right wing. And Raina Small off the rebound. Small gives it to J.C. Morris. Now inside to Hatfield. Back to Morris in the left corner. Three-pointer on the way. No good this time by Raina Small. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Brookfield basketball as Madison Blackerby checks in for Lady Rams. Raina Small will set down. Racer again by Schuyler County. Sam Sharp with the basketball. They give it back to Iser. Now to Sharp. Sharp to Field. Across the timeline, Doherty. She'll try another three. No good. And Schuyler County over the rebound. That's Blackerby. And Blackerby will bring it across the timeline, gives it up to Tallman. Tallman, top of the key. Now three-pointer on the way. No good by Morris off the left wing. And off the rebound comes McCollum. McCollum gives the ball up to Izard. Izard has the ball on the right wing. As Isard bounced past the field at the top of the key. Fields will try three. Bullseye! Jersey Fields with 3 points. 4 points, rather. And it's a 2-point Brookfield lead as Morris will bring it across the timeline. 2-3-2 zone by Brookfield. Morris to Tom. Let me give the inside to Hatfield. She's a double team and lost the ball, picked up by Izard. Doherty with the basketball. 1:49 left to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Izard on the left wing. Drives the left baseline. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. So Kate Hatfield picks up the foul. That's her first. Ashlyn Laws will check in. And Hatfield will set down. So Doherty will inbound. Underneath it on basket to Fields on the left corner to Izard. Izard lost bad pass all the way by Tallman. Gets ahead to Morris. Morris turns on the block. Didn't have a shot. Gets it back out to Tallman. Tallman gets it back inside. And Morris picks up the foul. The foul's going to be on Greenlee McCollum. So McCollum picks up the foul. Doherty checks out as Wilbeck checks back in. So Morris inbounds, tried to get it to Laws, now does, and Laws set up a shot, no good. Maddie Haley got it, put it back over there. 2 points to Maddie Haley, we're tied at 10. Sam Sharp with the basketball, gets it ahead to Izard, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Maddie Haley. So Haley does pick up the foul. That's her first. And that'll be the 13th foul against Schuyler County. Morris checks out. Tallman checks out for Schuyler County. As they try to get the ball inside, stolen away by Maddie Haley. Reyna, Small across the timeline to Roberts on the left wing. Back to Small between the two circles. Small gives it to Blackerby. Blackerby tried to throw it right through a double team. He can't do that. And Ashlyn Laws trips over somebody's foot, falls down, and out with the basketball comes Sam Sharp to Fields. And Fields has it between the two circles. Now it's Sharp. Sharp gives it to Izard. Izard takes it right down the middle, puts up the shot, missed it, and she fouled by Maddie Haley, and that's two on Haley. So Maddie Haley, two quick fouls, and getting set to check in, I think Claudia Dixon. First shot up, no good. That's Darcy Izard. Now this number 42, Claudia Dixon, will check in, and out comes Maddie Haley. So Izard, set for a second free throw. Isaac fires it, missed it. And Laws comes off the rebound. Laws gets it ahead to Roberts. Now Blackerby has it. Gets it to Laws. 15 put on the way. No good. And the rebound fought for. And out with it comes Izard. So good field. Has it with 15 seconds left to play in the quarter. Tied at 10. Doherty around the top of the key. Gives the ball to Wilbeck. Wilbeck. Gives the ball to Izard. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Dixon comes off the rebound. And gets it out playing the Small. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Brookville 10, Schuyler County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Rockstars at Home, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Painting is John Mellencamp's at-home hobby. Growing up, he learned the craft by painting on top of his mother's art.
Have you been painting on my paintings again?
No, it was Ted. It's just me. There's oil paint and canvases and everything I love right there.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Open wide. Let me see that smile.
There's a back-to-school braces boom at Doc Kelly's office.
Can you hold on for a sec? Can someone bring me more brackets?
She needs to realign her staffing plan with more registered dental assistants.
Can you reorder the rubber bands in red?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back at Schuyler County High School. Brookfield with the basketball to start the second quarter. Girls championship game, and we're tied at 10. As Wilbeck just tries to get the ball. Well, that was Doherty. Passed it to Wilbeck. Wilbeck couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. So now Schuyler with it. Roberts gives it in to Morris. Back to Roberts. Roberts gets the ball over to Laws on the right wing. Terrain is small. Back to Laws. As Laws wanted to drive the baseline and lost the dribble out of bounds. So another Schuyler County turnover. McCollum gives the ball to Doherty. Back to Wilbeck. Wilbeck to McCollum on the right, left wing. McCollum across the free throw line. Now Lumsden at the top of the key. Finds Doherty on the right wing. Doherty giving go back to Lumsden. Puts up the shot. Rejected by Ashland Laws. Goes out of bounds. Kate Hatfield checks in. Claudia Dixon will check out for Schuyler County. So Ella Doherty will inbound. Underneath it on basket for the Lady Bulldogs. Gets it in the right corner to Lumsden. Out to Wilbeck. Now Doherty on the right wing. From downtown at three. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. Elena Small will inbound to J.C. Morris. It's Morris. Your brain across the timeline. Schuyler's been stuck on 10 for quite some time. Out pops Laws, top of the key. Delane is small. Now Roberts in the left corner. Roberts inside. It goes to Laws. Puts up a shot. Missed it. And Kate Hatfield with it, gets it out to J.C. Morris. Tries to three in. A whistle and a foul underneath. I think it's a foul against Brookfield. They're going to call the foul on Maddie Wilbeck. Wilbeck. So Maddie Wilbeck picks up the foul. That's the third team foul against Brookfield as Morris will inbound. Gets it to Kate Hatfield on the left baseline. To Roberts. Now Laws inside on the block to Morris. Morris turns, puts it up and in. 5 points to J.C. Morris. 2 points, Schuyler lead. In the backcourt is Lumsden, and Lumsden couldn't hang on to a pass. Stolen away by Schuyler County. Morris will bring it across the timeline. On the left wing to Small. Now Roberts on the right wing. Roberts gets it inside to Laws. Three-pointer from Raina Small on the way. No good. Roberts with the rebound. Roberts gets it to Iceland Laws. Laws falls down. Gets the ball out to Roberts. Now Morris gets it inside to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield turns off last with her left hand. Got it. 2 points for Kate Hatfield. Doherty in the backcourt. Gives the ball to Wellback. Now to Iser. Wellback. Long pass. Stolen away by Kate Hatfield. Gets it ahead to Roberts. Roberts will try 15. Footer. Got it. Taylor Roberts with 2 points. And Brookfield wants a timeout. 5:46 left to play in the first half. It's Schuyler County 16. Brookfield 10. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
5:46 left to play in the first half. Girls championship semifinal. Schuyler County and Brookfield. Schuyler County up by six. They're pressuring Brookfield. As inbound pass comes to Sharp, to Wilbeck. As Wilbeck picks up the dribble, which was so I throw it to, gets it across the timeline to Doherty. Doherty throws the ball out of bounds. That pressure defense caused that. So Elena Small will inbound to Morris. As J.C. Morris walks across the timeline, gives the ball to Hatfield at the high post. Inside it goes to Ashland Laws, missed the shot, and Fields off of the rebound to Wilbeck. Wilbeck brings it across the timeline, gives it to Sharp between the two circles. Now Fields on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. And to Wilbeck, almost lost it. Gives it back to Fields. Back to Wilbeck, almost lost it again. Lumsden will try a three on the way. No good. And off the rebound is Taylor Roberts. To Morris, down the far sideline. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ella Doherty. She gave a little push to J.C. Morris. So Doherty picks up her second personal foul. As Morris will inbound to Small. Bounce pass back to Morris. Morris has it at the top of the key, but now Hatfield pops out on the left side of the circle inside to Morris. 5-foot jumper in and out, no good. Ashton Laws with the rebound. Gives it to Wayne to Small. Stops, pops, and can. No good. And Sam Sharp over the rebound for Brookfield. And Sharp will bring the ball across the timeline. Out pops Lumsden between the two circles. Gives it to Doherty on the left wing. Doherty around a pick. And pushed off on J.C. Morris. And I think they're going to call a foul on Morris. Should have been an offensive foul, I thought, on Doherty. But J.C. Morris going to pick up the foul. That's her first. 4:21 left to play in the first half. Still 16-10. Skyler with the lead. Brookfield will inbound underneath their own basket. Well back. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Lumsden between the two circles. To Doherty. Now well back in the left on the left baseline. Lumsden off. Glass got it. Adlin Lumsden with seven. As Morris will bring it across the timeline. Roberts on the right wing. Dribbles right side of the circle. To Laws. Now to Small, and Small had the ball knocked out of her hand and is taken away by Doherty. As Ellen Doherty brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Skyler on the left wing to Wellback. Wellback gives it a lobster. Top of the key for Isley. Would have been a two, but the long rebound ran down by Brookfield and now passed over by J.C. Morris. Morris bounce pass underneath. Long puts it up and in. Gives the assist to J.C. Morris. 4 points for Ashland Laws. 18-12, Skyler with the lead. Sam Sharp in the backcourt to Field. Gives it to Doherty across the timeline. Tried to find Lumsden, threw it right to Ashland Laws. Laws gets it ahead to J.C. Morris. Tried to get it inside to Hatfield. Got a photo a little bit higher and taken away by Lumsden. Sharp brings it across the timeline. Well back on the deep right wing. Now puts the ball on the floor, gets it to Sharp between the two circles in the center circle with a dribble. Sharp goes down the middle, gives the ball off to Jersey Fields, puts up the shot, missed it. Got a foul, and I think the foul is going to be on Ashland Laws. And, yes, it will. So Ashland Laws picks up her first foul. Claudia Dixon again gets set to check in for Skyler. Jersey Fields with four, looking for five. Shot up, got it. 5 points for Jersey Fields. 18-13, Scotland County with the lead. 2:52 left to play in the first half. As Fields' second shot on the way, got them both. 6 points for Jersey Fields. Into the ball game will come Greenley McCollum, and Wilbeck will check out for the Lady Bulldogs. As Morris inbounds to Kelsey Tallman. Tallman will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball up to Robert on the left wing. To Tallman, to the right wing. Bounce pass to Dixon at the free throw line. Roberts on the left side of the circle to Tallman. Gives the ball up to J.C. Morris for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Kate Hatfield. Also, in half of the rebound, Lumsden just got a loafing after it. Hatfield threw it back in off Lumsden, and Skyler County retains possession. Morris will inbound to Tallman in the left corner. Tallman gets the ball out to Roberts. They give it to Morris inside to Dixon. Dixon puts it off. Glass got it. Claudia Dixon with 2 points. Pressure by Skyler. Sharp. Almost lost the ball. Gives it up the field against Dixon. Off glass. Missed it. And Carter with Dixon off with the rebound. To J.C. Morris. J.C. Morris at top of the key. Tallman on the left wing. Collins gets it over to Roberts for three. On the way, no good. Looked good for a while, and a whistle and a foul. Sharp came off of the rebound. They may call Dixon for this one, and it will be. So Claudia Dixon picks up her first foul. That's 17 fouls against Schuyler County, and Sam Sharp will go to the line, shoot a 1-1. She looks for her first points of the game. 1:51 left to play in the first half. As Sharp eyes it, fires it, and missed it, and Morris off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Tallman, right through Tallman's hands and out of bounds. 1:48 left to play in the first half. Inbounds pass to Sharp. Sharp brings it across the timeline. Sharp dribbles between the two circles. Still with the dribble. They try to get her in a double team around the top of the key to the left wing. Bounce pass to Doherty on the left wing. Dribbles to the left side of the circle. Skip pass over to Sharp. Puts up the running 10-footer. No good. Kicks it off with the rebound. Gets it out to Tallman. Now Morris. Morris. Dribble drive along the baseline. Kicks it back out to Tallman on the left wing. She dribbles top of the key inside to Dixon. To Roberts in the right corner. Inside it goes to Kate Hatfield. Off glass and got it. 4 points for Kate Hatfield. Pressure by Schuyler County. Inbounds pass to Lumsden. As they give it back to McCollum. McCollum with the basketball brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Sam Sharp. Sharp down in the right corner gives it a field. Kicks it back out to Lumsden. Lumsden lost the ball, picked it back up. Gets it back out to Iser. No, that's not Iser. That's McCollum. McCollum to Jersey Fields on the right wing. In the right corner, Ella Doherty drives the baseline. The board is shot. She's fouled. I think you're going to get Kate Hatfield. Nope, they're going to get. Nope, they are. So they're going to get Claudia Dixon. So Dixon picks up her second personal foul. She'll check out. And Madison Blackerby will check in. Her shot up. It's bounced around and falls through. That was, I believe, Jersey Fields. Oh, Ella Doherty. Okay, so Doherty's first shot. Second shot, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds. So Doherty has 1 point. 22-15, Schuyler with the lead. 27 seconds left to play in the first half. Hatfield pulling down to Morris. J.C. Morris breaks it across the timeline, gives it to Hatfield on the right wing. Hatfield ball high over her head. Roberts. Now Tallman will try a three. No good. Rebound. Hatfield puts it back up and in. 6 points for Kate Hatfield. 24-15. Pressure again by Schuyler. Sam Sharp throws the ball across the timeline. Right to Kate Hatfield at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 24, Brookfield 15. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to around 17 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs around 44. Lows around 33 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 50s Friday, low 30s by Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 22.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School, the 5th annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And we're at halftime of this girls' championship semifinal. And the number one seed, Scotland County Lady Rams, lead the number 5 seed, Brookfield Lady Bulldogs, 24-15. A very low scoring affair. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Scotland County, Raina Small with 3, Taylor Roberts with 2. Ashland Laws with 4, J.C. Morris with 5, Maddie Haley with 2, Claudia Dixon with 2, and Kate Hatfield with 6. For Brookfield, Jesse Fields with 6 points. Madeline Lumsden with 7 points, and Ella Doherty with 1 point. Scoring's going like this. We retired at 10 after one quarter. In the second quarter, Schuyler County outscored Brookfield 14-5, and Lady Rams lead here at halftime 24-15. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Need motorcycle repairs? Main Street Motorworks has just what you need, from simple maintenance to custom builds. We specialize in motorcycles, ATVs, side-by-sides, and automotive repairs. We offer lighting from Custom Dynamics, performance exhaust, cams, intakes, and tuning from Tab Reformance, and Fuel Moto with any other services to offer. Come see the guys at Main Street Motorworks at 101 North Highway 63 in Greentop, Missouri, or give us a call at 660-949-2337.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire Hunter Education Program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Nothing says fall like friends, family, and football. Niebuhr wants to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. But as the family time grows, so does the number of devices. Don't let your bandwidth get up. Upgrade your internet speed to make sure you catch every touchdown, every pass, and every play. Now that's something to be thankful for. Call their office at 660-874-4111 or visit Niemer.net to learn how you can tackle your family's device needs.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. Again, the 5th annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Lady Ram Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime, and Schuyler County leading Brookfield 24-15. In the first game of the evening in the high school gym is the boys' championship semifinal, and Putnam County coming in with a 5 seed knocks off number 1 North Shelby 55-53. Putnam County led in scoring by Owen Ream with 18 points. Trace Riediger with 16. North Shelby led by J.D. Rich with 15. Brendan McDaniel with 15. and Jade Daniel with 17. North Shelby led 15-13 after one quarter. Putnam outscored North Shelby 14-13 in the second quarter. North Shelby led 28-27 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Putnam 17-6 and took a 12-point lead, 45-33. In the fourth quarter, Putnam returned the favor, outscored North Shelby 22-8, and Putnam County holds on to win it 55-53. Putnam County improves to 3-0. They'll play for the boys' championship at 4:30 on Saturday, and North Shelby drops to 2-1, and they'll play for the boys' third place at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. And again, we're here at halftime. Both teams back on the floor. Schuyler County leading Brookfield. Low-scoring affair, 24-15. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This year, your friends at Slade and Polaris want to give you the gift of get it done. You work hard and deserve the very best in off-road vehicles. Order your Ranger today and take advantage of the holiday sales event. Slade and Polaris currently has Ranger 1000 premiums in stock as well as some youth models for the kids. But hurry, they won't last long. And don't forget, you can always upgrade your ride with LED lights, epic audio, and climate control. Stop in and see your friends at Slade and Polaris today. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out
more. Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. As we're trying to update the bracket for you, we just found out that in a consolation semifinal, don't have the score, but Brookfield defeats Knox County. So that was an upset. As Knox County came in as a 4 seed, and they were upset by Brookfield coming in as the 8 seed. So Knox County will play in the seventh place game at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Brookfield will play for the boys' consolation at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. That's all in the middle school on the consolation side. Right here on the boys' side, the championship side of the bracket, Putnam County will play the winner of tomorrow night's Milan-Schuyler County game at 4:30 for the boys' championship on Saturday in the high school gym. North Shelby will play the boys' third-place game at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. And then the girls' side, Schuyler County and Brookfield, the first girls' semifinal tomorrow night. North Shelby and Milan will go at it, the girls' side. But the girls' championship will be Saturday at 3 o'clock. The girls' third-place game Saturday at 12 o'clock. So that kind of catches you up on the bracket so far. Tune in to sports in the morning. Andy's on the other side, and I'll have the scores and the scoring summary from those two games from Andy tomorrow morning. So tune in to sports at about 7:15 or 7:20 in the morning. So both teams back on the floor, 24-15, Schuyler County with the lead. And the Lady Rams will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Taylor Roberts gets it in to Raina Small. 1-2-2 zone from Brookfield. In the right corner to Laws. Back to Roberts. Small has the top of the key to Roberts on the right wing. The right corner, Laws. Now Small from the free throw line. Got it. Lane is Small. Makes it 26-15. Pressure by Schuyler County. 5 points for Raina Small. Sam Sharp with the basketball for Brookfield. Dribbles through a double team, running 14-footer. Got it. 2 points for Sam Sharp. So Morris with the basketball, top of the key. Raina Small between the two circles to Roberts. Between the two circles, now dribbles to the left wing in the left corner to Morris. Morris tried to force the ball to Raina Small. And we have a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Welbeck. Maddie Welbeck will pick up her second personal foul. Delana Small will try a three out of the right corner. No good. Kate Hatfield had it. Knocked out of her hand, and it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. J.C. Morris to trigger. Looks for somebody. Kicks it out to Roberts out of the right corner for three. No good. Skips across the rim, and Jersey Fields off the rebound. Gives it to Sharp. Sharp gets it ahead to Welbeck. And Welbeck tried to get it back out to Fields and stole it away by Raina Small, but she gives it right back to Doherty from 15. Got it. Ella Doherty with 3 points. Morris across the timeline to the left wing. Now Small takes it out between the two circles. Bounce pass to Roberts. Draws in the right corner. Small, top of the key to Roberts. And now Ashland Laws. Free throw line, Small. Got it. 7 points for Raina Small. 28-19. Pressure by Schuyler County. Lumsden with the basketball. Gives it to Sharp. Sharp gets it back to Welbeck. Now Fields in the right corner. Doherty. Beyond the arc on the right wing. Lumsden, top of the key. Lumsden looks for somebody. Couple of dribbles. Back to Welbeck on the left wing beyond the arc. Welbeck guarded by Roberts. Gives it back out to Sharp. Bounce past the field. Now they try to get inside to Lumsden. Quick hands by Kate Hatfield. Stole the pass. Gives it ahead to Laws, and Laws couldn't hang on to the pass. It was a 2-on-1. And Ashland passed a little bit out of her reach. So, again, a turnover gets it back to Brookfield. Welbeck in the backcourt to Doherty. As Doherty splits a double team, gives it to Lumsden. Lumsden runs it down in the left corner in a double team. And a whistle and a foul. A foul, I think, is going to be on Taylor Roberts. We'll wait for the official, and Taylor Roberts does pick up the foul. That's her second. So two fouls on Roberts and Sharp with the basketball to the left wing. Doherty, Welbeck has it in the left corner, gets it inside the field. Fields walked with it. Fields went to the dotted line, and she took two little baby steps. So we've traded turnovers. Now J.C. Morris. We'll bring it across the timeline. Morris gives it to Roberts on the right wing. Out pops Hatfield to Roberts. Now three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. And Maddie Haley couldn't hang on to it. So Brookfield with the basketball against Fraser. Lumsden in the double team to Welbeck. Welbeck to Field. Now bad pass. And goes through Sharp's hands. But last touch by Taylor Roberts. The Welbeck on the far sideline to Sharp. Sam Sharp will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Bulldogs. Gives it to Fields at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Doherty. Three-pointer on the way, an air ball. Kate Hatfield off the rebound. As Hatfield gives the ball to Morris. As Morris between the two circles, Roberts on the right wing. Roberts bounced past to Maddie Haley in the left corner. And now Morris tried to get it inside to Hatfield. They don't throw it. They tried to throw through a double team. I can't understand that. As Now the pressure is starting to get this sharp. Lumsden at a 10-second call. Nice defense by Schuyler County. Madison Blockerby will check in, and Raina Small will set down. 4-12 left to play in the third quarter, 28-19. Schuyler with the lead in the basketball. Roberts gives it to Blackerby on the left wing. To Roberts between the two circles. Bounce pass to Maddie Haley. Down the right wing it goes to Morris. Now Kate Hatfield will try a 15-footer and got it off the right baseline. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. 30-19 as half-court pass to Lumsden. Gives it to Willback. Willback between the two circles. Gives over to Sharp. Now Jersey Fields step back three on the way. No good. And Blackaby off the rebound. Out to Morris. As J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Roberts on the deep left wing. Roberts dribbles to the top of the key. Looks for somebody. Out pops Hatfield on the left wing. Gives it over to Morris on the right baseline. Morris turns, follow away 10, putter, missed it. Hatfield with a rebound, puts it up, missed it. And the rebound comes out to Doherty. Doherty gives it to Sharp. Sharp to Welbeck, still in the backcourt. To Sharp in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Fields in the right-hand corner. Now Doherty on the right wing skips it to the left corner to Welbeck. Jersey Fields, free throw line. Gives it the right corner to Doherty for three on the way. No good. And rebound comes off to Blackerby to Morris. As Morris stops, pops from 15. Got it. 7 points for J.C. Morris, 32-19. Schuyler County with the lead. Doherty in the backcourt. To Welbeck, now Fields to Sharp. As Sharp breaks down the near sideline, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Maddie Haley. That's her third. So three fouls on Maddie Haley. Taylor will check out, or Taylor Roberts. And Raina Small will check in. Kate Hatfield checks out. And Ashlyn Laws will check in. As McCollum with the basketball on the right wing. Gets it out to Doherty between the two circles. Fields gives it to Sam Sharp on the left wing. Makes Fields in the paint on the left lane. Back to Sharp on the left wing. Sharp will pull up a prayer. It's no good. And Ashlyn Laws comes off the rebound. Laws gets it ahead to J.C. Morris with 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Schuyler on top, 32-19. Raina Small has it between the two circles. 3-2 zone by Brookfield. Maddie Haley in the right corner. To Morris. They give it down to Blockerby in the left corner. Kicks it out to Morris at the top of the key. Morris backs out between the two circles. Now to Raina Small. As Small takes it top of the key, tried to get it inside to Ashlyn Laws. It's batted away, and it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 1:38 left to play in the third quarter. J.C. Morris will trigger. Morris gets it to Small in the right corner. Dribbles out to the right wing. Gives it to Blackaby at the top of the key. Nice on Laws on the left lane. Out to Morris on the right wing. Back Blackaby between the two circles. To Morris. Gives it back to Raina Small. She'll try a three. Bullseye! From the right wing, 10 points for Raina Small. 35-19, and now Darcy Izard caught it on the sideline and walked with it. So Maddie Haley checks out. Kate Hatfield checks back in. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. As Small bounce pass to Morris. Morris stopped at the baseline. Now another three on the way. No good. And the rebound, Hatfield missed it. Now she puts one back up. Got it. 10 points for Kate Hatfield. Brasher again as in the ball game comes Tori Trimmon as Ella Doherty has it in the center circle. Guarded by Morris. Gives it to Sharp. Sharp down in the corner to Izard. Puts up a shot. No good. Airballed it. And Raina Small trying to get some traction falls down. They call Raina Small for the travel. So Brookfield will inbound underneath their own basket as Morris checks out. Tallman checks back in for the Lady Rams. With the basketball is McCollum. Now Sharp, 15-footer, no good. McCollum with the rebound, puts it back up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield, I think. Wait for the scoreboard. Yep, Kate Hatfield just picked up her second personal foul. Free throw is up. It's good. And now 3 points for Greenlee McCollum. 15-point Schuyler County lead with the basketball. Lane is small to Tallman to small top of the key. Now blocker B. Lob underneath to Hatfield. Picked up by Laws. Missed the shot. And Ripley Law with the rebound. Sharp takes it down the far sideline. Sharp, no one at the buzzer. It goes down. It's good. Bullseye. At the buzzer. Looks like the lights went off before she let it go. But it went down, and they called it good. Because here at Schuyler County, when the buzzer goes off, the backboard lights up. And what I can see, she let it get the lights come on about the time she let it go. So maybe they give her the benefit of the doubt. As anyway, that was Sam Sharp. She has 5. That's into the third quarter with the score. Schuyler County 37 and Brookfield 25. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
Eight minutes left to play in this girls' championship semifinal. Schuyler County leading Brookfield 37-25, and Brookfield will have the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. As Sharp will bring it across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone for Schuyler County. McCollum has it on the right wing, gets it back to Sharp to the left wing to Wilbeck. Wilbeck tries to skip it over to McCollum and pull it out of bounds. Now J.C. Morris will check back in for Schuyler County. Madison Blockerby will check out. Raina Small will bring the ball across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone for Brookfield. They give it to Morris on the right wing. Now Small at the top of the key. Small back to Morris. To Ashland Laws. 15-footer. Got it. 6 points for Ashland Laws. 39-25. As McCollum with the basketball dribbles into a double team between the two circles, gets it to Sharp. Sharp to Fields at the dotted line, puts up a shot, missed it, and Kate Hatfield comes off the rebound. As Hatfield gives the ball to Tallman. Tallman brings it across the timeline, the Small on the deep right wing. Tallman top of the key at the high post. Hatfield, now a three-pointer by Morris, no good. And McCollum off the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs to Sharp. Sam Sharp gives it a well back on the right wing. Guarded by Tallman. Inside to McCollum. McCollum gets it to Jersey Fields. And Fields walked with it. Nice play, but Fields took too many steps. As Ella Doherty checks back in. Sam Sharp will set down. Tallman gives it to Morris. J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Has it between the two circles. Gives it to Tallman. Back to Morris. Back to Tallman on the right, left wing. Now to the right wing, it goes to Small. Small skips it over to Tallman on the left wing. Gets it inside to Kate Hatfield. 10-foot turnaround. No good. This is a foul. The foul's going to be on Kate Hatfield. Hatfield picks up her third personal foul. And Taylor Roberts will check in as Kelsey Tallman will check out for the Lady Rams. McCollum inbounds to Doherty. Back to McCollum. To Wellback. Wellback back to McCollum. McCollum gives it to Doherty. ability to field across the timeline to Wellback. As Wellback cut off on the left block, gives it back out front to McCullum. Doherty skips it over to Wellback. Wellback 15, put on the way, it's got it. Natalie Wellback has 2 points. As now Brookfield wants a timeout. 5:56 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 39, Brookfield 27. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
5:56 left to play in the ball game. 39-27. Schuyler County with the lead as Brookfield comes out with a press. Stacey Morris will inbound. As Morris slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Now pass to Ashland Laws. Laws will get it over to Small. Small will walk it across the timeline as Brookfield goes man-to-man. Raina Small gives it to Roberts on the left wing. Roberts looks inside. Now gives it the backdoor play to Hatfield. Puts it off glass and got it. Kate Hatfield with 12 points. As Sharp brings it across the timeline, across the top of the key to the right wing. And the man defense by Schuyler County. Sharp gives it a field and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Taylor Roberts. So Taylor Roberts picks up the foul. That's her third. 5:23 left to play in the game. 14 points got her lead. As McCullum underneath her own basket gives it. Jersey Fields puts it up. She didn't walk this time. 8 points to Jersey Fields. Glacier again. Now Morris gets it back to Laws and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jersey Fields. That's her first. So first foul on Jersey Fields. Morris will inbound on the far sideline. Morris looks for somebody. Frazier by Brookfield. Gets it to Laws on the right wing. Laws skips it to the left wing to Small. Small, lazy pass. Stolen away by Doherty. Foul's going to be on lane to Small. That's her first. 16 foul against Schuyler County. McCullum on the near sideline will inbound. McCullum to Doherty in the backcourt. Doherty walks it across the timeline, picked up by Morris. Fields has it on the right wing. Fields looks inside, gets it inside. Shot put up, no good. That was by Sam Sharp, and the rebound comes off to Taylor Roberts. Now J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris into center circle, gives it to Small on the left wing, back to Morris. Now left side of the circle to Ashland Laws, out pops Hatfield, top of the key to Morris. Now Hatfield to Small, give and go back to the left block. Off glass, no good. And off the rebound comes Ella Doherty. Doherty gives it to Sharp. Sharp brings it across the timeline. Jersey Fields has it at the top of the key. Down the right lane, the right block, puts up the shot, no good. Airballed it. And Ashland Laws off the rebound. To Morris, as J.C. Morris, guarded by Sharp, top of the key to Hatfield. Now the left side of the circle, Ashland Laws down the left lane, puts it up and in. 8 points for Laws, give the assist to Kate Hatfield. 43-29, Schuyler with the lead, just under 4 minutes left to play. Ella Doherty out pops Lumsden between the two circles, now Sharp. On the left wing, Lumsden on the left side of the circle to the top of the key. The field to the right wing to Doherty. They open up the middle. Doherty takes it down the middle, picks up the shot, blocked by Laws, but they're going to call a foul on Ashland Laws. So Ashland Laws picks up the foul. That's her second. 17 foul against Schuyler County, and Ella Doherty will go to the line. She has 3 points, make it 4. 4 points for Alan Doherty on the night. As Isard will check back in, and Jersey Fields will set down. The Doherty, deep breath, eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Kate Hatfield on the rebound, gets it out to Morris. As J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris has it between the two circles, Roberts on the left wing. Roberts gives it to Laws. As Laws, in the double team, tried to get it out to Morris, stole it away by Sharp, and Sharp walked with it. So now Maddie Haley will check in, and Ashton Laws will check out. Placed by Brookfield with 3:10. As Morris looks for somebody to throw it to, gets it over to Tallman. Now what have we got? Timeout on the floor. 3:07 left to play in the ball game. It's Schuyler County 43. Brookfield 30, back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Everyone is talking about health care these days. America spends twice that of other developed countries on our health care system, yet our health ranks near the bottom. How can we stop spending so much and getting so little? Shifting to a system based on primary care can help fix the problem. Patients with a primary care doctor live longer, healthier lives and are less likely to suffer from cancer, heart disease, or stroke. Primary care that is comprehensive and coordinated also saves money. Patients who have a primary care doctor spend 30% less on health care than patients who don't. States with a high number of primary care doctors have lower health care costs and higher quality care. Primary care can help make America healthy again. To learn more about the benefits of primary care, visit www.healthisprimary.org. This message is brought to you by America's Family Physicians.
3:07 left to play in the ball game. Girls Championship semifinal, the first one, and Schuyler County leading Brookfield 43-30. J.C. Morris will inbound on the far sideline. Frazier by the Lady Bulldogs as Morris. Bounce pass to Kate Hatfield. And evidently, Kate Hatfield had a foot on the line. So turnover, Schuyler County. Well back, will inbound. Gets it into Sharp. Sharp spin moved out of the paint. Throws up a shot. Wild shot. And Kate Hatfield comes off the rebound to Morris. As J.C. Morris, guarded by Sharp, will bring it across the timeline. Gives it up to Hatfield on the deep left wing. Back to Morris. As Morris, guarded by Sharp, Morris dribbles between the two circles. Down to 2:30 left to play. Takes it down the left lane, lays up the shot, missed it, but do the foul. As the foul's going to be on Madeline Lumsden, that's her first. So for the most part, Lumsden has been kind of ineffective as Morris hits the first free throw. She has 8. 44-30. Morris' second free throw up. Got them both. 9 points for J.C. Morris. 15 points. Got a lead with 2:35 left to play. Sam Sharp. Nope, it's Doherty. Brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Morris on the right side of the circle. To the right wing. They give it to Will back. Goes into the lane. Puts up the shot. Got it. 4 points for Maddie Rollback as Roberts gets it ahead to Tallman. Tallman wanted to put up a shot, and just as she shot, Rollback hit her on the wrist. So Maddie Rollback picks up her third. Well, they call it a non-shooting foul. That's what Thomas Kirkland, I think, is asking about. Looks like she's getting ready to shoot it to me. But the three officials out there, 6 eyes are better than 2. So Morris will inbound. Gets it to Small in the left corner. As Small dribbles out to the left wing. And now whistle a foul, and the foul's on Rollback again. That's her 4th. So 4 fouls on Rollback. They still have 2 fouls to give. That's the 15th foul. Small will inbound to Morris, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on 25, which would be Sam Sharp. That's her first. 16 foul as Morris on the near sideline to inbound. Gets it to Ashland Laws inside half field. Puts up the shot, missed it. Small gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Morris. They chill back out between the two circles. Laws on the left wing. Now Morris has it in the center circle. As Morris whistling a foul, and the foul's going to be on Sam Sharp, her second. Finally put Schuyler County in the 1-1 bonus. And Jason Morris at the line. She has 9 looking for 10. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Jersey Fields off the rebound. And she threw the ball out of bounds off of Hatfield. But then it hit. It bounced off of Hatfield. It bounced off Jersey Fields and then went out of bounds. As well, they thought this field called a timeout. 1:46 left to play. As J.C. Morris inbounds to Hatfield on the block, puts it up and got it. 14 points for Kate Hatfield. Well back. Gets it to Fields. Fields tries to put up a shot. She's fouled by Ashland Laws. The Laws picks up her third personal foul. Stops the clock with 1:34. As Jersey Fields has 6 points, looking for 7. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. 47-32, 15 points, Schuyler County leads. Schuyler County is going to be in the girls' championship game on Saturday. Fields' second shot, got it. That's 9 points for Jersey Fields. 47-33, still pressure by Brookfield. Morris. Look for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Hatfield. Ahead it goes to Roberts. As Roberts wanted to take it right to the hoop, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ella Doherty. So Ella Doherty picks up the foul. That's her third. And Taylor Roberts will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. She has 2 looking for 3. Got it. 3 points for Taylor Roberts. 48-33, Schuyler with the lead. As Taylor Roberts, 3 looking for 4, shots up, it's no good, and lumps it off the rebound to Doherty. As Doherty gets it ahead, the Fields on the left wing. The Fields walk with it. The Jersey Field caught a high pass from Doherty, but she came down off balance, she walked with it. So Morris again against pressure on the far sideline to inbound. Looks for somebody. Tried to get it to Ashland Laws. Knocked out of bounds by Fields. So all that amounts to is J.C. Morris moves up to midcourt to try to inbound. 1:21 left to play in the game. As Morris looks for somebody. Still looks. Finds Hatfield. Hatfield gives it back to Morris. Now Small has it on the right, the left wing. Laws on the left wing. Inside the arc, back to Morris between the two circles. As Morris with the dribble. She's guarded by Sharp, and she's fouled by Sharp. And on Sharp, that's her third. So J.C. Morris will go back to the line, and she'll shoot a 1-1. 9 team fouls against Brookfield. It's J.C. Morris. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Jersey Fields off the rebound. And a triple team, they're not going to foul. Ella Doherty gives the ball ahead to McCollum. McCollum throws up a 10-foot runner, no good. And Ashland Laws off the rebound, and the foul's going to be on McCollum. That's her second. So second foul on McCollum. And did they call a foul or not? I don't. Evidently, they didn't because it's going to be Schuyler basketball. So they must have called her for a travel. So J.C. Morris gets it in to Ashland Laws. Ahead across the timeline to Roberts. Now Roberts will try a 15-footer off the right baseline. No good. And a long pass down the floor to Jersey Fields. Puts up the shot. Got it. She has 11. 30 seconds left to play in the ball game. Ashlyn Laws gets it back to Morris between the two circles. Now Roberts on the deep right wing. They're just going to hold it if they can. As now Roberts is just about bulldogged down by Ella Doherty. That's going to be a foul, four fouls on Doherty. So Taylor Roberts will go back to the line. This time she'll shoot two. 10 fouls against Brookfield. So Brookfield girls will be playing for the girls' third place game Saturday at noon as Roberts missed the first free throw. She has three, looking for four. 22 seconds left to play in the ball game. So Taylor Roberts eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And off the rebound, Lumsden. Lumsden gets it to McCollum. Now shot's put up. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll be Skyler basketball with 13 seconds left. Nope, they say last touch by Skyler County. So Field or Doherty will inbound to Lumsden on the right wing. Doherty on the right wing. She'll fire three and air ball. Walls comes away with it. She'll just hold it. And now the 3-2-1, and that's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Skyler County 48, Brookfield 35. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
How many times in the past week have you slammed on your brakes to avoid hitting the car in front of you? How many times have you tuned your radio and looked up in time to swerve and avoid a car in front of you? Many crashes are the result of a distracted driver, and those crashes can be avoided. This is Kaylee Jackson from Schuyler County R1 Schools asking you to do your part to help keep the roads safer for everyone. Don't drive distracted. A message from Schuyler County R1 Schools.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they have earned.
Al Kovac Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 17 tonight under clear skies. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 44. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Friday. Decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 50s Friday. Low 30s by Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 23.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. It's a final as the Schuyler County Lady Rams win their fourth game of the year and advance to the girls' championship at 3 o'clock on Saturday by defeating Brookfield 48-35. Taking a look at scoring first four, Schuyler County. Raina Small with 10 points. Taylor Roberts with 3. Ashlyn Laws with 8. J.C. Morris with 9. Addie Haley with 2. Claudia Dixon with 2. And Kate Hatfield with 14. For Brookfield, Jersey Fields with 11 points. Maddie Rollback with 4. Madeline Lumsden with 7 points. Ellie Doherty with 4 points. Greenlee McCollum with 3. And Sam Sharp with 5. We were tied at 10 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Brookfield 14-5 in the second quarter. and led 24-15 to half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Brookfield 13-10, and Schuyler led 37-25 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Brookfield 11-10, and Schuyler County wins at 48-35. Schuyler County ladies 4-0, while Brookfield 3-1. In the first game of the evening is the boys' championship semifinal, and Putnam County upsets North Shelby 55-53 to advance the boys' championship at 4:30 on Saturday, as Putnam County was led in scoring by Owen Ream with 18 points, Chase Rediger with 16 points, while North Shelby led by J.D. Rich with 15, Brendan McDaniel with 15, and Jade Daniel with 17. North Shelby led 15-13 after one quarter, but have outscored the Raiders 14-13 in the second quarter. North Shelby led 28-27 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Putnam 17-6. North Shelby led 45-33 after three. In the fourth quarter, it was Putnam outscoring North Shelby 22-8, and Putnam County holds on to win at 55-53. Putnam County improves to 3-0, and North Shelby 2-1. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have two live games for you on KMM, both championship and consolation semifinals from the middle school gym. And on the boys' side at 6 o'clock, it'll be Scotland and Clark. That'll be live on KMM, followed by a girls' consolation semifinal, Clark County and Putnam County. Oh, let me see. Maybe I'm wrong there. No, that's tonight. Knox County, Scotland County should be playing right now. So Clark Putnam in a girls' consolation semifinal at 7:30 tomorrow night, and North Shelby and Milan at girls' championship semifinal at 7:30. We'll all have one game for you from the high school gym, a boys' championship semifinal. Schuyler County takes on Brookfield in a 3-4 matchup, or 2-3 matchup. I'll get it out. They play Milan tomorrow night in a 2-3 matchup at 6 o'clock. That'll be streamed on KMM. So, again, two live games tomorrow. Andy will have those for you. On the consolation side, I'll have one game, a boys' championship semifinal, Schuyler County and Milan at 6 o'clock, and that'll be streamed on KMEM. So tune in to sports in the morning. And I'll have Andy's wrap-up of both of his games, and we'll go from there, and I'll let you know what's going to happen. For producer Dave Bowden from Schuyler County Arwin High School, the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game with Schuyler County has been brought to you by these fine sponsors. They include the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Main Street Motor Works in Greentop, Mayberry Farms and Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. We're at 23 degrees. That's 8:47. That's basketball for tonight. You have a good tomorrow. We'll be back here tomorrow night on KMEM Sports.